and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. Hope everybody is having a fantastic Friday today. We got Dad back on with us, and he's got a pretty good connection, so I'm pretty excited about that. Weather down here in Florida has been incredible as far as the actual weather, but my goodness, when I got up this morning to head into work early, it was crazy how many chemtrails were getting laid down from the early mornings. It looks like they probably started about 4 or 5 a.m., but the nice thing was they stopped at about noon today, so the sky's already starting to clear back up. It's supposed to be raining like Monday or Tuesday, the weather people said, so either they're trying to make it rain or they're trying to prevent it from raining like they did last week. That seems to be the case now. I've watched that very closely down here. Whenever the Weather Channel start saying we're going to have rain in about 3 to 4 days, you can almost set your clock that the chemtrails are going to start, and then it either rains significantly or it doesn't rain hardly at all. It's like, you know, just misting, just drudge, nothing. It's horrible. And so that's what's going on right now. Very, very strange to watch that. I wish I understood what they were actually doing more in the entire premise of it. I know that there's a whole lot of stuff, in my opinion, that I think is going on behind the scenes that I don't think any of us even understand or know about, Dad. But other than that, how are you doing today, bud?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful. I hope my signal strength is strong enough. I've got another remote location I can go to about a 10-minute drive away. So if I come off the air for a second or start breaking up, I will simply drive over there and we'll go from that point. But I want to talk about anesthesia for a second, and I really haven't covered that a lot on the show over the last few years, but I want to talk about the cognitive effect of anesthesia, what it does to you from a cognitive decline and a memory problem. And we've had a lot of people ask me about that over the years because they go in for minor surgery, and rather doing a local, like lidocaine or whatever, they decide, the doctor decides they want to put them underneath full-blown, you know, sodium pentothal, put them under full-blown anesthesia, and a lot of times they come back out of there and they're really groggy. Sometimes their memory never quite comes back depending on the amount of anesthesia they do, especially if they're older and they have a lot of surgeries. Like every year they may have one or two surgeries. I know your grandmother's sister, and Jenny, you know, there's never a surgery she didn't want to have, along with every drug they could possibly give her. By the time she was 80 years old, she had complete senile dementia. And the craziest thing is she's still alive. She's like 90 years old now, but she doesn't have any idea where she even is. And on the other hand, here's your grandmother, Shirley, who's 83 years old, and she's totally mentally acute, but she's only had anesthesia a couple times, and she takes supplements from Health Masters every single day. But let's talk about this for a second. It's common procedure for patients undergoing major surgeries and minor surgeries to receive a specialized dose of anesthesia to put them to sleep. But the long-term cognitive effects of exposure to such drugs is detrimental, according to a new study published in the Journal of Anesthesia. For the paper, researchers from the University of Wisconsin, Madison School of Medicine and Public Health, they looked at what happens over a period of time and what happens as far as the psychological and cognitive tests that are given to the people who undergo anesthesia. They looked at 312 people who had previously undergone one or more surgeries that involved the use of general anesthesia. They then compared what they observed to this group to 652 patients who had not had surgeries with anesthesia, excluding all patients who had neurological or heart surgeries. Now, of all those evaluated, regardless of surgery and anesthesia status, they had reportedly registered as being cognitively normal at the beginning of the study. What was found is that on average, patients who undergo general anesthesia prior to surgery experience have minor declines in their immediate memory over the following 4 years. Meanwhile, those who don't undergo anesthesia tend to have the same memory capacity. In other words, their memories aren't affected. Furthermore, the longer a patient spent under general anesthesia, the greater the degree of cognitive decline. So what they're saying is, guys, if you're doing a lot of anesthesia on an ongoing basis and a lot of these different types of chemicals are being put into your body, it's really affecting your memory. And one of the reasons this happens is because there's a barrage of inflammatory chemicals like cytokines that are released when a person breaks a limb. In the event that these chemicals make their way into the brain, the natural consequence is that the sufferer will probably experience some cognitive abnormalities as a result. Now, what they're saying is, convincing as all this data turns out to be, it is still not possible to definitely peg the memory declines on anesthesia, though in most cases, people report that is exactly what happens. There have also been previous health studies of the subject that have arrived at conflicting results. But guys, here's what I've noticed when I've had to go under anesthesia a couple times, especially when I had my back surgery years ago, it really, really affected my memory. And here's how I look at all of this. When they're giving you a drug that's that strong and it's directly affecting your brain and putting you into like a coma type of state, as far as you don't feel anything with them cutting you open or whittling on your spine like they did on me, it has to be some pretty strong stuff. So I always do this. If you have to do anesthesia and you have to go under general surgery or have some type of surgery done that you have to have general anesthesia, do it if you have to. As a last resort. Always as a last resort. But if you have the option of having them do a local on you and not going under general anesthesia, always do the local if at all possible. Austin, what do you think?
I completely agree with you. You know, I've had to have a couple surgeries, the ankle surgery and knee surgery from old motorcycle and motocross accidents that I've now given up now. I don't even own a motorcycle at all anymore. It's just simply too dangerous to ride on the street down here in Florida. The population's too high and nobody looks where they're going, and we have way too many accidents. So I try to not step on landmines anymore. But yes, when I have gone on anesthesia, it's a horrible feeling. I mean, you know, you wake up groggy. A lot of times they give you too much. You end up throwing up. It's a horrible, horrible feeling, and I can attest that I don't think you ever truly feel right again after anesthesia, you know, because you don't really know what you lost until it's not there. And the first time you have anesthesia and you wake up, that feeling, you know, is just, it's honestly, it's horrible to me. That's why I never elect for anything. I've only had it happen a couple times to me, and I would never do it unless I absolutely had to have it done. But yeah, you're absolutely right about that, and especially you see the people that just going for these repetitive surgeries over and over and over and over again. It has a long-term detrimental effect on your brain. There's no question about it, guys. So, I mean, understand that. This is not something you do not expect to go under surgery with anesthesia, you know, half a dozen, a dozen times, two dozen times, and expect it not to have negative side effects on you. It needs to be used for a very, very specific, urgent reason as far as you have to have this done or that done. That, you know, there's really no other option with it. The issue you run into nowadays, and I've seen this before in the office, is that so many doctors want patients to basically elect to do essentially non-necessary surgeries. You know, I had a customer a while back. She was having issues with her gallbladder. Basically, she was having issues with it plugging up. She was having gallstones. Well, a doctor, they basically did some tests on her, and they said, well, what's going on is you're basically, your gallbladder's underactive, and you're having issues with it. Didn't address her diet, didn't do anything with that. Basically said, it's sluggish, it's underactive, it's going to cause more problems than good. We need to go ahead and go in and remove your gallbladder, and then put you on basically medication so you can properly digest fats. And she did it. And it's sad enough, you know, she called me up years later after she did it, and she never told me about it before until afterwards, and she basically says, you know, I have all these problems now. I'm on all these medications. I have all these issues. And I asked her, I said, well, why did you do it? She goes, well, he basically told me I needed to do it. I need to have my gallbladder removed. I said, did you try a gallbladder fast? Well, no. Did you try changing your diet and cutting out, you know, the trans fats and the hydrogenated oils? Well, no, they didn't tell me anything about that. They basically just told me my gallbladder was having issues and I needed to remove it. And I'm going, oh my gosh, dude. That's what I continue to tell everybody. Always get a second or third opinion. You have that right to get another opinion. Just because one doctor tells you you have to do something right now does not mean you have to do it. Should you do it? Maybe. But it also means you should also look at other options and other opinions from other doctors instead of just saying, well, my gallbladder is underactive. Let's just cut it out. I have no reason why. I have no idea why that organ's even there. This shouldn't have any significant purpose in my life. Just remove it. Because you got to remember, these guys get paid off surgery. These guys get kickbacks and bonuses off medications that they prescribe. I talked about that yesterday from that Harvard study. So it only benefits them financially and positively in a financial manner if they do surgeries and prescribe you more medications. Always be aware of that when you have doctors that are extremely scalpel happy and want to do surgery on you for really no significant reason and don't want to give you any type of health or nutrient advice first before they start cutting you open, Dad.
I completely agree with you, Austin. I remember years ago, I had a good friend of mine named Kevin, and he had a son who had been diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. It was a Galil tumor. And they told him he was out in Colorado, and he basically went to the first doctor, and they said, man, you've got a baseball-sized tumor. And he was unconscious. He actually passed out riding a bicycle. And they went in there and basically opened him up and took this baseball-sized tumor out of his brain, a Galil tumor. And what was crazy about this is he made it through the surgery okay, and then they told him that he basically had anywhere from 90 days to live to a year to live, and there was nothing he could do to live past a year. And if he made it for a year, it would cost him $1 million in basically chemotherapy and radiation, but basically get a casket, make sure, you know, everything, your affairs are lined up. The kid's 20 years old, by the way. And basically, here you are, you're going to be dead in 12 months regardless. This is what multiple surgeons and doctors told him in Colorado. Well, then he got another opinion, started working with another doctor out there who was a naturist, a naturopathic doctor, along with a medical doctor. And he worked with them, and they basically put him on a health protocol, changing his diet, getting off of coffee, getting off of pot. Pot cuts off the blood to the brain, by the way. It decreases oxygen flow to the brain. I just thought I'd mention that's one of the little side effects that I like to talk about. In addition to that, he basically went on a full nutrition protocol, and vitamin C, IVs, all of that kind of stuff. Worked with his doctor out there in Colorado. In Austin, 3 years later, he's still alive and doing great with no sign of cancer any longer. And yep. he was told, no matter what, you're going to die. Just, you're done. So, you know, the thing that you got to ask yourself this is, whose report are you going to believe? As for me and my household, we're going to believe the report of the Lord. And see, that's what people need to understand. Just because someone gives you this death sentence that you're going to be dead in 3 months to 12 months, if you're lucky, $1 million out of pocket. If you have the money, you may live a year. If you don't, you'll be dead in 90 days. You know, you don't have to sign for that. You know, there's all kinds of natural doctors all over the United States now that work with cancer, especially things like glial tumors. But I will say this, though. The glial tumor survival rate for people who do chemotherapy and radiation is abysmal. It's absolutely abysmal. Speaking about serving God and doing what he wants us to do, Oprah Winfrey, basically, I got on the show the other night with Stephen Colbert about her running for president, and she openly mocked Jesus with Colbert on The Late Show. Now, I have a real problem with this because I was asked to be on her show years ago. I turned it down because I literally can't stand the woman. And I know a lot of people like her. I got that. I don't like her. She's a New Ager. In fact, she gets mad about being complained because people fussed at about her New Age beliefs. And here's, I'm going to quote what she says. Oprah somewhat angrily responds. She says, quote, "There's a wonderful book by this author. I'm not going to mention his name because I'm not going to promote it. It talks about one of the mistakes that humans make in believing that there is only one way to live and that we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in this world. And there are many paths to what you call God." God, she nauseates me, by the way. "And her path might be something else. And when she gets there, she might call it the light." Okay. This was spoken by Oprah years ago. But this month, she had a movie that was flopped, by the way. A Wrinkle in Time was released, in which the talk show host played a goddess guiding a girl to the light. Now, let me share what this is now. Light is the term that can easily be misrepresented. Jesus Christ is the true light of the world, but be aware, because Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. New Age doctrine is traced to openly professing Luciferians such as Helen Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, who worship the light of Lucifer and call themselves light bearers, which is what I believe she's talking about when Oprah Winfrey talks about the light. This woman, as far as I'm concerned, is not saved. And what bothers me more than anything else is when she goes to some of these major TV evangelists and she sits in their doggone worship service and she claims to be a Christian and talks like this. The lady speaks out of both sides of her mouth. And again, she was one of those people that the globalists gave the nod to become a billionaire. We call these people cutouts. Everything's made for them. Just, they're given this grease track in which they're picked because of what they believe or what they profess or their speaking skills or their ability to be an orator like Barack Obama was. They're picked by the globalists to determine what course their life's going to go. It's like these guys that started, like Bill Gates and the guy from Amazon. These guys are all cutouts. They were given information, given a grease track, given funding, funded by the international banking cartels, just like J.P. Morgan, just like Rockefeller. All of these guys get picked and chosen, and then they basically go along with the global, how should you say, scheme of things, Austin, as far as what the New World Order wants, which is, by the way, controlled again through the CFR, which is a Rothschild organization from the First World War, from the Treaty of Versailles, from the League of Nations. You've got to understand where the CFR started, and we've talked about that many, many times on the show. And in fact, there's a video you can watch. AJ Griffin just came out with it on his latest posting, and you guys need to look this up, and you need to see Fine, I'll look it up in just a second. But there's something you really need to watch as far as the information on the CFR on this video. And I've lost it on my iPad. I'll pull it right back up, Austin, after you finish your next story. What's your comment and what's your next story?
I've never been a fan of Oprah Winfrey at all. I've always found her to be very shady. And as you said, she talks out of both sides of her mouth. When she's with a certain audience or a certain crowd, she'll say certain things to get a response out of the crowd. I mean, you see this on numerous videos in her show and interviews and whatnot. And then when she's with other groups, she basically says stuff to make them happy and to basically go along with them. There's a reason why she's a billionaire. And I'm not saying that it's a billionaire is, you know, completely under control or doing the globalist bidding. I'm not saying that at all. I think a large portion of them are. And I think a lot of these guys that are in that mega billion dollar club, a lot of them, a huge majority of them fall into it, because you have to understand when you get to that level, I mean, when you're talking about billion, we're not talking about worth 50 million. Or 100 million, or 500 million, or 900 million. We're talking in the billionaire status. We're talking a lot of money, and you can pretty much buy any platform you want to speak with as far as megaphone, anything you want. And I mean that literally and also figuratively. You have pretty much access to anything you want, whether it's advertisements, whether it's billboards, whether it's TV shows, whether it's ads, whether it's anything. You can pretty much do anything you want. So if you start getting up to that level, they got to want you at that level, or else they'll do anything they have to bring you right back down. I mean, look at what they did. This is an example of what they did to Wesley Snipes. You know, I saw a lot of his movies when I was younger, a lot of the fighting movies he did, especially stuff on TV. You know, a lot of the stuff was R-rated, so I wouldn't recommend watching unless it's edited. However, he had back IRS taxes. IRS, Internal Revenue Service, isn't even constitutional. I mean, that's a whole show in itself. But he had back taxes with IRS. They didn't just fine him. They didn't just give him penalties interest. They threw him in a federal penitentiary for 7 years for back taxes. We're talking about a notable Hollywood multimillionaire, and they throw him in prison for years because of back taxes. Do not tell me they did not do that to prove a point, to make an example out of that man. And they've done that with numerous people. Look at what they did with Mel Gibson when he made The Passion of the Christ. He was example after example after example of these guys that have been extremely wealthy, but at very high levels, and they don't do what they're told to do, and all of a sudden their whole life goes kaput, or their whole income, their whole status completely goes in the gutter. It's happened repeatedly. So it's just something to be aware of when you see a lot of these guys. I don't take anything that Oprah says to be truth at all. Like I said, I know she's involved in a lot of stuff that I think most people don't even realize. Also, too, this is a health study I really wanted to touch base on, and most of you guys already know this because we've talked about it for literally probably 2 decades now about soy and soy formulas. However, this is a new study. This is not an alternative media study. This is not basically any type of, you know, right-wing soy study, whatever you want to call it. This is a full-blown study done from the National Institute of Environmental Health Scientist and was conducted basically at the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. This was released on 3/12/2018, and it was authored by Margaret A. Adgen, the PhD. They went on to say here, they said infants who consume soy-based formula as newborns had differences in some reproductive system cells and tissues compared to those who used milk formula or breastfed, according to this new study. The researchers say the difference measured in the months after birth were subtle. However, they need to be reflected on to further investigate the long-term effects of exposure to estrogen-like compounds found in soy-based formulas. They went on to say soy formulas contain high concentrations of plant-based estrogen compounds, right, or estrogen-like compounds. They went on to say soy protein can contain high amounts of gynostine, an estrogen-like compound. Like other estrogen-mimicking chemicals found in the environment, gynostine can alter the body's endocrine system and potentially interfere with normal hormonal development. In laboratory studies, gynostine causes abnormal reproductive development and function in rodents, but little is known about the effects in infants. Well, what they did was they basically took a study here. It was 410 infant mothers that basically infant mothers paired, which means there was an infant and a mother, they paired. 283 of them completed the study. Of those, 102 infants exclusively were fed on soy, 111 infants were on cow milk formula, and 70 of them were on breast milk. So they went on here and they said the soy milk that contains, you know, any soy milk contains plant-based estrogen-like compounds. And because this formula is the sole food source for babies in the first 6 months of life, it's important to understand the effects of exposure to such compounds during such a critical time in their life. Also, they essentially went through the entire protocol on it. She added, she said that they went through, and I won't go through the exact details on it because it takes too long on here, but after they did the outcomes on it, they basically did test on ultrasound measures of uterine, ovarian, testicular volume, as well as breast buds and hormone concentration seen in the blood test, and they found that there was definitely a notable change in all the babies that were given soy-based formula compared to cow or to breast milk formula. Now, she went on to say, she said, for new and expectant mothers deciding on how to feed their infants, as always, we strongly support breastfeeding. For mothers who prefer giving formula, the AAP does not recommend soy formula for preterm infants, but states that soy formula is indicated for infants only with hereditary disorders that may make them unable to properly digest milk, such as galactosemia and rare conditions that can be basically hereditary with lactase deficiency. So this is something I really just wanted to bring out because the soy market, as far as for formulas, is saturated. They're all over the place, and in most cases, parents don't know the difference if they haven't been educated, and they think soy formula is just normal. But this was not an alternative media study. This was not even a health study as far as looking at, you know, health foods and stuff like that. This was solely a study done by the Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And to look at this to see exactly what it does to the babies when they have soy formula versus cow-based formula versus breast milk formula. So I'm probably going to get this study together and make sure I got everything correct on it. And I pulled this one article straight off the research from CHOP, and which is a Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. And I'm probably going to put on the website today, Dad, as far as an updated soy article so everybody can really read through this, especially for the people that want to read the technical stuff.
Austin, I told people this 20 years ago.
I know.
And, I've written books on it. I've written an article. In fact, I wrote this article 10 or 15 years ago. It's called "The Soy Turned Little Boys into Little Girls." And you know, you change the left brain dominated hemisphere of a little boy to a right brain dominated hemisphere of a little girl within about a month on soy protein as a newborn. And I've talked about this. I was the first person that talked about this stuff in the alternative media. And everybody told me I was nuts. And I'm like, no, I'm not nuts. I'm telling you what it does. You can't give a newborn infant estrogen compounds. It doesn't work. It changes their brain chemistry. You know, guys, I know the New World Order doesn't want to believe there's a boy and there's a girl. They think we're all just a neutral gender. That's a lie. God made them male and female. That's how they're made. That's how we are made. And, you know, there's certain chemicals that we can't put into our bodies if we're a man and stay a man. That's why these guys that undergo these gender transition surgeries have to be placed on hormonal transitional therapy for the rest of their lives, Austin, because their bodies simply won't make estrogen like it's supposed to for a woman. Won't make testosterone for a man. And that's why you see these female bodybuilders, they inject themselves full of testosterone, they get huge, but as soon as they come off the testosterone, their bodies revert right back to where they were beforehand. And what was so funny to me, Austin, I was watching a video a few months ago, and it was talking about how women and men are the same strength, and that women have always been told that they're the weaker vessel, but they're not. Complete and total lies. I mean, I'm not talking about a mental standpoint or spiritual standpoint. I'm talking about a physical stature. That's why I always get a kick out of these crazy, I get a kick out of these crazy movies, Austin, where you have this guy who's like 6'6", right? And he's a big old bodybuilder, triple black belt, unbelievable macho, huge guy, weighs about 300 pounds. And that little girl from the what's the name of that one movie now? The Avengers that comes out. What's her name? The little short, ugly one. I forgot her name. And
I know. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
She's like 5'2", 5'1". She probably weighs 100 pounds soaking wet. And she kicks this guy upside the head. She jumps on top of him, flips him upside down, beats him up. And I'm like, are you joking me? This will never happen. This will never happen. It can't happen.
No.
But this is what they want you to believe. Now, I got this article. I want to pull this up for you again. And this is a crash course on who controls the CIA, the State Department, and Donald Trump. Now, guys, I know a lot of you guys are Trump supporters still. I'm still on the bandwagon that I'm happy that Hillary Clinton's not there. But Trump's controlled by the CFR. The CFR is controlled by the Rothschild banking cartel. And there are more CFR members on Trump's administration than any other administration of current history, including Barack Obama. Now, this is an article that you, in a video you can watch. Political analyst Jake Morfinos, as spelled Morphonios, examines the significance of President Trump's nomination of Mike Pompeo, the present director of the CIA, to the post of Secretary of State. To do this, he starts with a history of the Council on Foreign Relations, started in 1921 by Colonel Edward Mandel House, who was the one who directed President Woodrow Wilson to get into World War I, and J.P. Morgan, owned by the Rothschild banking cartel. All these guys, all of it goes back to the Rothschilds, and shows how this group has been in power in the center of the movement to transform the U.S. from an independent nation into a political subdivision of the world Marxist government. No one is spared in this dissertation. If you ever voted for a U.S. president who won the election, including Donald Trump, be prepared to be indignant and enlightened. This is one of the finest history lessons that you're ever going to learn. And I'm going to give you YouTube. Here's what you search on YouTube. You search for Trump fires Tillerson to put CIA in charge of the State Department. Globalists rejoice. It's by Blackstone Intelligent Network. I'm going to repeat that. Trump fires Tillerson to put CIA in charge of State Department, which we know the state CIA runs the whole country anyhow. Blackstone Intelligence Network. And this is one of the things you guys need to watch. I don't ask you to do that very often. I very rarely ever give you actually names of videos to pull up on YouTube. This is one of those you need to look at and watch pretty doggone quick, because it will probably be pulled down. Again, Trump fires Tillerson to put CIA in charge of State Department. Globalists rejoice. Blackstone Intelligence Network. And guys, I've covered this stuff with you years ago. I mean, I did a whole show on the CFR on Hagman's broadcast and how it tied to the Rothschild banking cartel, how it tied all the way back to Woodrow Wilson, Colonel House, and the Treaty of Versailles. And I put all the little pieces together in a nice little bundle. And see, this is what gets me hacked off, Austin. And I'm not talking about you guys who listen to the show every day, but I'm talking about all the people who say, well, Ted Brower said this, and that's not true. This is everything I tell you guys about all this stuff. It's just history. And so before you argue with me and try to tell me that I'm wrong about something that I talk about when I do this kind of stuff, just look at who was involved in all of this stuff. You've got to go back 100 years. The problem, Austin, is the history has been so obfuscated, and we've all been lied to so much that nobody wants to believe that these guys are this sick. I mean, yeah. And I'm being very sincere now. They really are this sick. I mean, these guys, they don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't care about anybody. All they care about is their new world, one world, communist dictatorship that they started with the doggone Russian Revolution, with the destruction of the Tsarist Russia, and they saw how well it worked. They want to bring that whole program everywhere, including the United States, and they had to get our Federal Reserve System, or their Federal Reserve System, in place in the United States first to start weakening the country that we now call the United States of America, which is a form of corporation, quite frankly. So I want you guys to watch this video, and you guys will learn a lot. Austin, what's your next story, and what do you think?
Yeah, I bet it is. I need to check it out too. I mean, there's no question about it. I mean, the whole aspect of what we're seeing here as far as this change, you know, and that's what we asked, you know, we were told the swamp was going to be drained. We request for the swamp to be drained. I mean, heck, we put Trump in, you know what I mean? We brought the whole crew in to drain the swamp. That's what we wanted to do, and that's not what's being done. I mean, with the fact that they now are putting in, you know, the head of the CIA as the Secretary of State, and now that Gina Haspel is now going to run the CIA, and it's funny because there's been so much controversy about her for years. All the stuff from the black site prison in Thailand to the illegal indefinite torture of individuals. Now they're trying to come out and do full damage control and say, oh no, that was disinformation. That's not accurate now. She didn't really do all that. We don't know what she's talking about. We don't know what anybody's talking about. Blah, blah, blah. No. Anybody, pretty much, if you dig down deep enough, if they've been involved in the CIA, especially with field ops and handling situations like that, like she has for over 33 years, they're involved in the thick of it. They're neck deep in nonsense all around the globe. That's what the CIA does. That's the problem.
Right.
They're a rogue government agency, and nobody wants to address that. We all want to pretend and sit back and be like, well, no, they're an intelligence agency that protects us from the big bad terrorist boogeyman. That's what they really do. No, they don't. They run black ops. They run dope. They run guns. They run kids. They have no oversight whatsoever. They pretty much act as their own entity. They do not have to question. They don't have to be questioned by anybody. They don't have to be audited. They don't have to answer the United States government. They surely don't have to answer to the president, and they definitely don't have to answer the American people. So they are, in definition, a rogue agency. And the fact that we're putting that individual that ran that rogue agency as head of the Secretary of State, and now we're putting an individual that has been doing field ops, including running black ops sites and doing torture on individuals that we know of that has come out now, and now they're trying to do damage control and reverse that. If one piece of information comes out about Gina Haspel being involved with torture and black ops sites, that means that she has been involved in it for decades. She's been over there for 33 years now, which I find to be that very interesting number that we always see. She's been running in the CIA for 33 years. Now she's head of the CIA. Numerology again. Come on, guys. You got to look at the whole picture and see what's really going on here. We're building not just a deep state that the CIA operates. We're building a black op government now. And I really love Trump. I love a lot of stuff he's done, but I really think he is being told what to do on a lot of this stuff, and he is capitulating. I don't know why. I don't know if they have more dirt on him. I don't know if they threaten his family. I have no idea. I'm not privy to that information. But if you just do the math and you do 1 + 1 = 2 and you start looking at what's going on right now, it's pretty clear. He's blatantly endorsed basically gun confiscation or firearm accessory confiscation with bump fire stocks. He's blatantly endorsed nationally restricting anyone under the age of 21 from being able to buy a firearm. He's now bringing in the CIA as a Secretary of State and bringing in known torturers and known black op operators to run the CIA. There's no swamp being drained. We're adding more gators and more water moccasins. Heck, why are we adding? We're just adding more mud to the swamp. It's just getting thicker and deeper. There's no question about it. But the more I'm seeing this, Dad, the more it seems to be we're not even allowing the deep state to operate as the deep state. We're now bringing the deep state into the entire premise of the federal government, which in my opinion, that's getting pretty scary now. I mean, that's to the point where, I got to be careful what I say on the radio, but that's creepy, man. It really is getting creepy.
Well, yes, and it was so funny, Austin, earlier this week, the day before this was announced, I said the CIA was taking over the government.
Yep.
The day before, we call it out on the show. All of a sudden, this Haspel gets going to the point of the day after I say this and get the news, and I'm like, wow, that was really weird. That was really creepy. But, guys, listen to it a second. Austin's right about this. The CIA is a rogue agency. It has been. I mean, it killed Kennedy, for heaven's sakes. I mean, how much of a rogue can you get than that? It was involved in the murder of a sitting president of the United States, and that's when the coup took place. And the CIA answers to only one group of people, and that's the International Money Cartel, the Rothschild Banking Cartel, which is basically a bunch of sorcerers and wizards and witches and warlocks and weirdos and pedophiles and blood drinkers. And, oh, God, these people are sick. And I mean, you think through this stuff, it kind of makes your mind go numb because you're like, really, these guys are in charge? Yeah, they're in charge. And see, that's why it's so important that we understand the whole picture of what's going on. That's why it's important that we learn history and know what happened with the League of Nations, that we know what happened with Colonel House and Woodrow Wilson and World War One and the sinking of the Lusitania and all these different things that tie all the pieces of this puzzle together. That's why that one book, I recommend that you read, that you can read for free, is called The Bad War. Look at it from an alternative history standpoint. It was banned by Amazon, so the guy put it online with a PDF for free. It's called The Bad War, and it talks about what happened with World War II and why the United States should have never gotten involved in all of that mess. In addition to that, it's another really good book by Tupper Saucy. This book, again, is free. It's a free PDF online, and it's called Rulers of Evil. And it's one of the best books you're ever going to read on the New World Order. It takes it all the way back to Egypt and the Nimrod and all the stuff back in the Old Testament. It's a really good, great, incredible book. It's long. But, and then the other one's Pawns in the Game by William Guy Carr. And the other one is Red Cloud Over America. And the other one is his untitled book, which talks about all the things that's going on from a Luciferian standpoint. And what we have here is basically two separate Luciferian entities battling for control of the planet. In other words, they're unstable. They basically worship the same Lucifer, but they want to worship him different ways, and they're fighting for the control of the planet. And that's what's going on here. I mean, so you got a couple of group weirdo group sets that are basically doing all this stuff to us. But let's talk about some health, though. Alpha lipoic acid. Austin talked about that the other day, and why our health master's alpha lipoic is the best antioxidant you can get, and why ours is better than everybody else's. Like, that's about as simple as I can say. But what people don't realize, what is exactly alpha lipoic acid? It's an organosulfur compound produced naturally by the body. ALA is responsible for turning nutrients into energy. It also scavenges free radicals that can harm organs and tissues while protecting delicate cell mitochondria and promoting efficient metabolism. By the way, it's great for the liver, just like coconut oil, the MCT oil that we have. Unlike the antioxidants C and E, alpha-lipoic acid is simultaneously water-soluble and fat-soluble. That means it's easily absorbed and capable of passing into the brain and nerve cells. Alpha-lipoic acid is not to be confused with alpha-linoic acid, an essential fatty acid, which shares the same abbreviation. Research confirms that alpha-lipoic acid targets metabolic syndrome with potent antioxidant effects. Now, that's very, very important. It actually, what it does, it neutralizes a specific and particularly dangerous group of free radicals known as peroxynitrites. These contain both oxygen and nitrogen and are strongly associated with the development of chronic inflammation, nervous system disorders, and atherosclerosis. In addition, ALA helps to regenerate and recycle other important antioxidants produced by the body, including CoQ10 and C and E. It can actually reduce brain damage after a stroke and increase the survival by threefold. Researchers believe this effect is due to the ALA's ability to recharge and recycle the life-sustaining antioxidant glutathione, which is depleted by oxidative stress associated with a stroke. That's why, guys, we have the best alpha-lipoic acid on the market, super high concentrations, and our product is pure. That's why we take these products, and that's why we use these products, and that's why we allow you, our listeners and our customers, to have the highest quality supplements in the world, and you don't have to worry about quality control with us, Austin. What do you think?
Absolutely. I was talking to one of my friends about that. He was trying to get some multiple from me, and he was asking me, you know, as far as about different companies, because he had heard about different protein powders using fillers. And so I went on to detail with him. I said, that's the aspect of a lot of this stuff, not just protein, but also the supplements. I said, the stuff that we have is exactly what we have listed on the label in the product. I said, they've done this on numerous occasions now and taken just off-the-wall store brand stuff from Walmart and other companies and tested it, and it doesn't have what in it, or they go in it and there's all types of fillers to make it more full, or they add all types of additives to make it basically taste better and look better and make the can weigh heavier, when in reality you're just getting garbage. That's what everybody has to understand. A lot of times these supplements, even the vitamins, you know, most of them, majority of the ones that are cheap, especially on, you know, Walmart, GNC, stuff like that, a lot of them that they carry, they're straight out of China. All the raws they get are from China. Then they basically take, they buy the largest batch they can get for the cheapest price of the cheapest ingredient. That's how they do it. I've watched them do it before. Then they bring them in bulk load. They mix them in these giant vats with all the different ingredients they have. They stamp them out in these little tablets that hardly break down. In some cases, they even use shellac as a coating on them. You'll even see that on the label on some of them, shellac. And then they stamp them out and they sell them. And then people take them. They wonder why they don't feel anything. But then you have to wonder, do you expect to feel anything off a $5 bottle of vitamins that lasts you for 3 months? I mean, come on, really? Do you really expect something out of it? And so, I mean, that's right. That's what we've done here for years at Health Masters, is try to provide you guys with the best nutrients that we have. And I mean, that's why we don't use any fructose. We don't use any soy protein. We don't use any sucralose. We don't use any artificial flavors, any artificial sweeteners. We use monk fruit. Even our whey protein, we get out of New Zealand. We import it all the way from New Zealand. Because why? Because 90% of the whey protein that's sold as far as from the U.S. is riddled with all types of different hormones, antibiotics, and not right to mention, they use the bottom of the barrel. A lot of people don't understand this, but whey essentially is a byproduct of just about every other milk product made. So from cheese to different powdered milk, whey's at the bottom of the list. So they literally have piles of whey protein from extracting certain things off different milk products, and they have in a pile. It's like the cheapest stuff they have at the end. They scoop it up, they throw it in a protein can, doesn't matter how bioavailable it is, doesn't matter how many times it's been heated, doesn't matter how many times it's been boiled, doesn't matter how long it's been sitting there for, they scrape it up, throw it in 55-gallon drums, sell it to the highest bidder, which is usually not a very high bid still because it's so cheap, then they turn, throw it in their cans, throw it in their protein cans, throw some sucralose in there, soak some artificial flavors in there, make it taste like a fake cookies and cream milkshake, then they sell it to you for 50 bucks a can, and you wonder why it makes you bloat, it has gas, you feel horrible, you're tired after you drink it, you start having sinus issues after you drink it, you don't grow significantly from it, and you're like, man, I feel worse when I drink this protein. No, duh, because you're drinking probably some of the nastiest stuff off the ground. This is why we use New Zealand whey protein. It's cold processed, 100% whey, New Zealand whey. They have the strictest bovine laws in the entire world. They can't even have a nuclear power plant in New Zealand. They can't do anything with their cows and have them still in production. They literally have to be grass-fed, same place we get our beef jerky, our Toby's beef jerky that we carry that everybody loves all the time. I've been buying a bunch of it. That stuff's great as well, but that's what we do. That's what makes us different here at Health Masters, because we try to bring you the highest quality supplements in the world because it's what we take. I don't take garbage. I don't put garbage in my body. I want to put the best stuff I can physically buy in my body, so I want to make that product for myself and allow our customers to have that exact same product, Ed.
Well, you know, a lot of companies say our protein is basically New England, New Zealand. No, it's not. They take 1% New Zealand protein, dump it the 99% junk protein, and they claim it's New Zealand protein. They don't give you 100% New Zealand protein. It doesn't say on the label that it's 100% New Zealand protein. Ours is 100% New Zealand protein. And the reason they do that is because they know that the stuff in the United States is junk. They know New Zealand whey is the best, and they don't want to be compared to New Zealand whey as far as from a 100% standpoint. So they just put it on the label and make the claim, and they completely mislead the public. Again, by the way, let's talk about Sweden for a second. Teens, okay, these Muslim teens, these gang-raping barbarian hordes of Muslim teens that have invaded Sweden, they decided to gang-rape a woman for 10 hours. And now the Sweden's media, which is super liberal, are describing these teens who gang-raped a woman for 10 hours. The teens are now being called the victims. I don't even know how to respond to this. After a group of boys brutally gang-raped a woman for 10 hours, the Swedish media and social services characterized them as victims because of their ages, from 13 to 16 years old. A 16-year-old gang-raping a woman, that is not a child, that's a young man. And so is a 13-year-old if he's a puberty. I've seen 13-year-olds, by the way, who were 6 feet tall. A police spokesperson offered the excuse that the boys did not fully grasp their horrible crime as they raped her for 10 hours. If this is true, it's because they've never been held responsible for committing crimes in the past. Treating them now as victims will not reform them and will only guarantee more rapes. This is what that German politician says. She's had enough of bringing in gang-raping Muslim barbarian hordes into Germany. Guys, Saddam Hussein, I must say this, it's the truth. The only reason he kept that country under check is he was meaner than the rest of them. And what he would do is if they raped somebody, he would send their... He had rape squads. This is awful to talk about. He had rape squads that would come in and rape the person's family, their sisters, their daughters, their mothers, their wives, after this guy did this crime. So everybody would have their whole family raped also. And he put a stop to that mess over in Iraq. He had one of the best Christian populations in all of the Middle East. He was very, very pro-Christian. And now we see over in England where these Muslims go completely out of control, and they've run this house in England now for years and years and years. They've had 1,000 different girls they basically sold into slave and prostitution that have been gang raped by as many as 100 men at one time until sometimes the girls die. I mean, this is what they are saying is the religion of peace. This is what they are saying, the liberals, that we need to emulate them and their behavior, and they don't even realize that the Muslims have some of the worst abuses towards women of any culture on the planet, but yet Christians are bad because we want to treat women as basically God's gift from creation, and treat them like a child of various violin if we follow the Bible as far as how we're supposed to treat them better than ourselves. Guys, this is crazy. This is absolutely nuts that we've been given this bill of goods, that the United States has been sold this bill of goods, and that we've been told this is religion of peace by that blithering idiot George W. I mean, this is crazy, guys. This whole thing is nuts that they've taken over Europe like this, thanks to the United Nations, thanks to the European Union, and thanks to Angela Merkel. Austin, what do you think?
You're absolutely right. I mean, there's a full-blown war on Christianity, and it's been nonstop. And I mean, it's global now. And it's funny because it's like any religion can pretty much say or do just about anything they want, and there's no recourse. It's actually promoted. Well, I mean, but if you do anything that's extremely, you know, Christian or promotes Christianity in some cases, they automatically want to completely muzzle you. For example, what's happened here even over in Australia now. A church in Australia was forced to remove the word Jesus from its signs ahead of Easter because they said it was causing Muslims to be offended. Even in Australia, the Elam Church on the central coast in New South Wales, Australia, paid a lot of money for digital signs to be displayed at their Arena Fair shopping center, reading "The Greatness of His Power" and "Jesus Christ Has Risen." Pastor Martin Duffy told 2GB Radio that the shopping center manager Lindley's objected to the signs and said that they have too many complaints, and told them they were forced to change the signs and say "God has risen" or "Christ has risen," and you cannot use the word name Jesus in your ad or your poster that you're putting up, even though you're paying for it. But I can guarantee you, if a Muslim came in and they wanted to say anything about Muhammad or Allah or do anything of that sort as far as to promote their little Muslim religion, they'd be completely fine. They'd say, "Oh no, we can't discriminate against them. They'll get mad. We can't possibly do that. They'll get too angry about it. We have to just capitulate." That is nauseating to me, because I'm so tired of hearing this double standard, how it's okay to do pretty much anything you want, act any way you want if you're a Muslim, beat anybody, rape anybody, pillage anybody, and it's okay because they really don't understand what they're doing, and they're Muslims anyway, so they don't completely grasp the concept of Christianity. Yet if we even walk around and put out flyers or tell people in the UK, like the individual Paul and the one, I think Lady Christina was, I told you guys about that last week, how they've been now jailed, sentenced to jail for like 6 months and 9 months each, because they basically were charged with the offense of promoting, I forgot the term, it was some ridiculous word they used as far as with the statute, that they basically were offensive to one's religion, and so they're being jailed for that now, because they were basically telling Muslims that their faith wasn't the accurate one, and that their Savior, Muhammad, was dead, and that Jesus Christ is the real risen Savior. And they went to jail for it now. They've been in and out of court for last year, and now they've gone to jail for it for being offensive to one's religion. This is what they're trying to do in Europe. It's not what they're actually trying to do. They are doing it in Europe as best as they possibly can. Now they're trying to bring it to the United States as best they possibly can. That's why we have to make sure, A, we maintain our strong, outspoken Christian beliefs about who we are and what we are in Christ Jesus. And secondly, we have to make sure we continue to keep our First and Second Amendment rights, because once those two are gone, then there will be no speaking of Christianity anymore. They will jail you or kill you or do whatever else they want to do, like they do in other cultures right now in the Middle East. If you speak of Christianity, if you get caught with a Bible, they execute you. That's how they handle that situation. At this current period of time, still today, 2018, you can still be killed for being in possession of a Bible or having a Bible study, Dad. So everybody needs to be aware of what we're up against right now, and to make sure we never submit or capitulate to this very toxic and, in my opinion, satanic religion that's blatantly being promoted all across the globe right now.
I completely agree with you. By the way, according, this is a good article from Greg Hunter, strong born again Christian on alternative news, like this guy. Tensions explode with Russia. Trump fires problems, an economic update. The U.S., U.K., France, and Germany are all blaming Russian for a nerve agent attack on a former Russia spy in Britain, which is not true, by the way. Russia is denying the attack, but that is not stopping Prime Minister Theresa May from expelling Russian diplomats. This is bad, guys. Now, Russia's threatening to do the same thing. President Trump is adding sanctions against Russia, and the whole thing may be a prelude to a global conflict, or at least a trade war. President Trump is using that old familiar phrase he made famous on the Apprentice TV show. He told the National Security Advisor and the Secretary of State, you're fired this week, and already has replacements lined up. We have been told the economy is doing great, but the Atlanta Federal Reserve is saying otherwise. It is saying the first quarter of 2018 will come in with a sluggish 1.9 GDP. That's way down from the projected 5% GDP number being talked about a few weeks ago. John Williams of ShadowStats.com is also warning of a slowing U.S. economy. He says, watch the Fed and watch what they will do to the dollar. So, guys, it's really important right now that you pay attention to what's happening globally because, guys, this is some pretty interesting stuff that's going on. We've got the problem now that we have that people are thinking that it's peace and safety. And the Bible says when that starts happening, things are going to get bad really, really fast. And, guys, it's so important that you understand. And I'm going to say this. Gosh, I'm going to go on record as saying this now. I believe that Donald Trump, when we first brought him into the White House, he was the accidental president. I don't believe he thought he was going to win. I thought he thought it was a shoo-in for CFR appointee Hillary Clinton, Rothschild appointee Hillary Clinton, satanic Luciferian appointee, Sabbatean witch Hillary Clinton was going to be in the White House. But Trump got in because of our prayers. I believe that he got into the White House with the understanding that he was really going to try to make America great again, that he was really not going to start wars in the Middle East, that he really was going to do what he told us he was going to do. I believe that. But somewhere down the road here, they've had the talk with the boy, and they've let him know that, hey, this isn't going to work. We'll let you have a little bit of fun here and there, let you do a few things here and there, but overall, you're going to do the CFR agenda. You're going to do the globalist agenda. You're going to do the Rothschild Sabbatean witch Hillary Clinton's agenda, and we're going to package it under your name, or something's bad is going to happen to you. Something bad. And that's what they do. They say, you know, when Robert W. Steele came on the show a few months ago after the Vegas shooting, it said that Trump knew about the shooting but was powerless to stop it. It told me a lot about former CIA operative like Robert Steele coming in and actually making a disclosure like that. It tells us again that this shadow government that we have that's run through the Exchange Stability Fund as far as funding, which controls the Treasury, which is controlled through the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, which is the Treasury now, that they're the ones that are calling the shots and making these decisions. Now, another research article came out and said it's stunning that Hillary Clinton actually gave the Russia the U.S. technology for hypersonic intercontinental nuclear missiles. Now, guys, all of this stuff is happening. Now, I can tell you right now, Hillary Clinton is going to be prosecuted. Donald Trump's not going to do that. He's never going to put her in jail. They're never going to bring charges against Hillary. It's not going to happen. She knows where all the bodies are buried. She buried a bunch of them there. Yeah, she knows. She was involved in all of it. So she's got too much dirt on too many people, Austin. And we keep saying people say it's the people. And then I hear people say Trump is playing three-dimensional chess with the globalists, and he's basically causing them to basically back themselves into a corner. In German, you'd say Eingebutte. He's forcing them to make these decisions so he can come out and he can prosecute them all. There's all of these warrants being issued right now. Guys, are you waking up? He hired a serial torturer, okay, to be head of the CIA. This is who he's appointing. If he's playing three-dimensional chess, he's doing a absolutely horrible job at it because he's doing exactly what they want over and over and over again, including almost bringing us now into nuclear war with Russia, with the aggression the United States troops are doing in Syria at the behest of the Mossad. I mean, guys, we've got to look at what's going on here, who these people are, what they're doing, and how this three-dimensional chess is supposed to work. I know what the Republic of the United States is supposed to look like. I've read the Constitution. And quite frankly, this isn't it. This is not it.
No.
Okay? And it's getting worse and worse and worse under his leadership, if you want to call it that. Why? Because he's not in charge. I can say it over and over and over again. He's not in charge. The CIA, through the military-industrial complex, through the international banking cartel, are the ones that are running the show. Because they took over the country. We've been hijacked. So don't count on Donald Trump as your savior. The only savior that we have is our Lord Jesus Christ, who will deliver us from all of this stuff. Praise be to him. Guys, I want to thank you so much for the show. I'll be on Hagman the first hour and a half tonight. We'll be talking a lot more about the CFR tonight. And also Austin will be on for the second hour and a half. Thank you for supporting Health Masters. Thank you for getting your vitamins from us. Thank you for being here for us. I love you guys. I appreciate you so much. You guys rock. You guys are awesome. And I tell you what, I prayed for you guys again today. Sharon prayed for you today. It means the world to us that you continue to listen to us, that you continue to support us, that you continue to tell your friends about us. And guys, I know sometimes I may say something or Austin may say something that you may not agree with, but guys, I can guarantee if you've been listening to this show for 3 years, you're agreeing with probably 95% of what we say now. And that's still an A. Quite frankly, there are a lot of alternative talk show hosts out there. They say stuff that I completely and totally disagree with. And some of them have gotten so bad now, I won't even listen to them anymore. But as long as we get an A together, working together, trying to get through all of this together, thank you so much for supporting us and praying for us. I love you guys. I appreciate you. You guys are awesome. I'll talk to you tonight. Austin, the show's yours.
Absolutely, man. And this is what I've told a lot of people over the years is that, you know, not everybody's going to agree on everything. You know, the patriotic Christian community is not going to be 100% in agreement on every single topic. But as long as we all have the same base, as long as we all have the same core principles, as long as we all have the same convictions, and we're all at least moderately on the same page, that's all that matters, and we have to work together to do the best we can to bring this country back together and A, get it back under God Almighty, and B, bring it back to a constitutional republic and get away from whatever this swamp CIA-controlled black op nastiness we're seeing now. This is just disgusting to me. This is not the country that I want to hand to my child. This is not what I want Hunter to have to grow up in. I do not want him to have to basically fight a civil war underneath me because we were derelict in our duties in maintaining a constitutional republic. That's not what I want. It's my job to handle that right now so our kids don't have to experience that. So we all have to do what we have to do now and stick together, be as one unit, as one fighting unit to spread the truth, to spread the word, and all work together to do the best we possibly can to maintain unity with one another, especially with the patriotic Christian community. So I appreciate everything, guys. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all your emails. I'm still trying to get back to answering a bunch of them. I've been extremely busy this week. We've been getting a lot of emails out of nowhere, which is great. We love helping everybody. But it can get very time consuming. So thank you for your support on that, and thank you for your patience. If you need anything, of course, check out the website at healthmasters.com. Be sure to check out the product of the week, the probiotic DF, which is on sale for over 10% off right now. And of course, be sure to vote on the rest of the products for next week. Also, there's multiple kits on there. As always, you guys already know this. Check out the website. Call us if you need anything. 1-800-726-1834. I'm about to go get a quick workout in, and then I'm going to get prepped for the Hagman Show tonight. You guys, I'll talk to you again tonight. If I don't talk to you tonight, I will talk to you again Monday as always. You guys have a blessed, awesome weekend, and we'll talk to you guys later.